Hey, welcome back to the Union Weekly. This is episode 12. This week we're going to be having Miss Nelson and Miss Robinson. We will be discussing things about their job and how they've enjoyed Union. We will also be talking about the upcoming events and announcements. Let's get started.
Welcome back to the Union Weekly podcast.
Hi, Miss Nelson and Miss Robinson. So, Miss Nelson, you've been at Union for 9 years, and Miss Robinson, too.
Yep.
Could you guys introduce yourself and share a little bit about your backgrounds in education?
I'm Miss Nelson, and like you said, I have been here. This is my 9th year here. I was a stay-at-home mom for a very long time, and then when my kids went on to junior high, I went back to school and got my master's degree in school counseling, and then I started down that path.
This is my 2nd year at Union. Before that, I was an academic advisor at Utah State University for 3 years. And then before that, I had 1 year as a school counselor in very rural Utah, and I taught kindergarten for a year.
Nice.
How has your approach to counseling evolved over the years, and what influences have shaped your current perspective?
This is like more of a question for Ms. Nelson.
Sweet.
Oh, good. Well, how my approach? Well, I mean, it has changed a lot since I started 9 years ago. I mean, especially since the pandemic was right in the middle of that, and the mental health needs have gone up a lot. And so a lot was focused on academics quite a few years ago, and now it's kind of shifted more to the mental health needs with a spattering of academics in there.
Nice. What does a typical day look like for you guys?
It is different every single day. Right around the quarter changes, we do get a lot of requests for schedule changes, which we don't do, just as a little reminder. But throughout the weeks, we do a lot of classroom lessons. We meet with different groups on a rotating basis. A lot of it is us just actively going out and trying to meet with students for their birthday or doing check-ins. So we try to get a lot of different students each week.
That's cool. What inspired you to become a counselor and specifically work in a school environment?
I think for me, I worked in my kids' elementary school as a behavior assistant. So I worked with a lot of behavior kids, and I just really, really, really liked it. And so when I thought of going on to get my master's, that's when I decided to become, it was between a social worker or a school counselor. And I liked the school counselor did everything, mental health and academic. I liked both parts of that.
Aren't they kind of the same, though?
The social worker does not do, I mean, they do academics, but we do more like college and career readiness, and we do like the 4-year plan and getting you guys ready for high school and for college, and they just really focus more on like the mental health and therapy.
Yeah, and for me, I had two parents who were educators, and they told me not to go into education, and all throughout high school, I was like, you don't have to worry about me, I'm not going to do that. And then I got into college and started to explore different careers and different majors. And human development really stood out to me because I knew I wanted to work with people. And as I explored and talked to different people in careers, school counseling was one that stood out to me because I loved their schedule. I loved that they got to work with students. They didn't have to do a lot of the hard lesson planning or finding subs that teachers have to do, which is extra hard. So it was a really good balance that I could be in the classroom teaching while also working individually with students.
Nice.
In terms of personal development, what key skills or mindsets do you think students should cultivate during the school years to prepare for the future?
For me, I feel like a big one is empathy. I feel like kids and adults and everybody need more empathy. Just walking in other people's shoes. You know, people are, and I say people, kids and adults are always saying mean things online to your face and everything, and they're not understanding what it's doing to the other person.
So kind of like mindset?
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah.
And I was thinking stress management, because a lot of times with stress, you react in a way that is negative towards others with stress. And so having skills to be able to calm down or center yourself can also help you better interact with others, but also prepare you to move on to harder things.
Do you have anything to say, Mr. S?
No, it just reminds me of one of my favorite TV shows, Ted Lasso. It says, be curious, not judgmental. So it's sitting over in my little corner as a reminder for me to remember that y'all have stuff going on too. Just like I have a life outside school, y'all do too. So to just relax, man.
Nice. How do you balance the individual needs of students with the broader educational objectives and standards of the school?
You know, with the school, I think the school has a really good motto and has built a really good culture to support students and their needs. So it's really easy to align what we're doing individually with students with what the goals of the school are, because, I mean, you know the teachers here, you know our principal, I believe she's already been on here. Our goal is to support students, and so we're all working towards the same thing, just doing different aspects of that.
I agree.
In the light of recent events, how do you see the role of counselors evolving in the coming years?
Well, yeah. It's like I just said, when I started 9 years ago, it was a very different look on the school. I think just the mental health needs and just showing more, I would like to do more classroom lessons school-wide. I know we do a lot of individual, but I'd love to do it school-wide to give everybody some social-emotional help, in every aspect of their